afternoon, 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 52 degrees. KSL's top story. It's been raining off and on all afternoon, causing water to pile up on some major roads. There have been some hydroplaning accidents, and we still have a lot more rain on the way. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabis out in the weather with the latest. Amy.
Jeff, some dark, heavy clouds have descended. Temperatures really plummeted, and it is now pouring here in Centerville, but it feels just more like February than April. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says, though, this storm is coming at a great time.
With storm totals going really from a half inch of rain in a few areas all the way up to an inch and a half. So that's a big storm for April. To get that all at once, that's a significant storm. So it's definitely needed. It's been a really dry month so far.
Kevin says the storm will continue tonight into tomorrow. Weber County Sheriff is now warning that the Weber River is expected to reach flood stage tomorrow. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to flood, just that it's going to run real fast, real cold. And looking forward into next week, things warm back up into the upper 70s. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Well, we're waiting for that. Thanks, Amy. KSL News Time, 5:32. Graduation night at Weber State. Dwight from the office is the commencement speaker. And after he's done talking, Rain Wilson, of course, the future's looking bright for the kids. And at least one graduate, Kinley Nielsen, says now that she's getting her marketing degree, her internship has turned into something bigger.
After finishing that intern, they offered me a full-time position. So I'll be starting that full-time position on Monday.
Good for her, and we wish all of her classmates the best. And we wish them the best getting home from Weber State graduation. KSL News Radio's Adam Small points out Highway 89 is closed this weekend.
UDOT has shut down southbound Highway 89 at South Weber Drive so the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District can install a new pipeline under the road. UDOT spokesperson Mitch Shaw says they tried to shift the project to another time to avoid conflicts with the commencement ceremony, but the district's contractors couldn't get what they needed earlier than now.
We know that the closure is going to be annoying and it's going to be a nuisance to the traveling public, but we need to do it.
You'll have to take I-15 till the closure is lifted right before the Monday morning commute. A 27-year-old Springville man is dead after inexplicably and repeatedly ramming another car on Highway 6 overnight. Spanish Fork police saw what was happening and gave chase. But this suspect took off and rammed into a tree in front of a house the suspect declared dead at the scene. Campus protests continue to grow despite crackdowns. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Duke University graduate students are on the UNC Chapel Hill campus to join other pro-Palestinian protesters who are against the Israel-Hamas war.
The focus of these encampments, of these protests, of everything we're doing, is on Gaza and is on the genocide happening in Palestine.
She says she stands for the people in Palestine as a Jewish person. More than 24 protests are happening around the country. A tornado has ripped through parts of Nebraska, even causing the collapse of a building in Lancaster County.
All I seen was stuff just flying everywhere, and it was whistling pretty bad.
Three workers at an industrial plant were hurt when the tornado struck one of the buildings, causing it to collapse. The sheriff says 70 employees were inside when the building came down, but only three reported injuries. Everyone was evacuated alive. A Delta Airlines Boeing 767 headed from New York to Los Angeles had to return to JFK after a slide fell off the plane midair. The audio from Live ATC Net marks the moments pilots radioed in that the latch over the right wing was open.
The door, one of the latches, is showing an open indication.
Delta says it fully supports retrieving that slide to help investigate how it came off. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
You know Ozempic, right? The drug for weight loss? Well, recent studies show the health benefits may go beyond weight. Dr. Giuliana Simonetti with the University of Utah says Ozempic is increasingly being used to help heart health.
But also seems to have this additional effect in overall decreasing inflammation to, decreasing risk of about 20% on the risk of heart attack, stroke, and major cardiovascular issues.
Simonetti says this information could lead to more widespread insurance coverage of Ozempic. Rain or shine, the Japanese street festival will go on as planned tomorrow. Nihon Matsuri is at First South between Salt Palace and the Delta Center. 10 tomorrow morning till 5 in the afternoon. The organizer, Stephanie Suioka from the Buddhist Temple, says one of the highlights is the Ogden Taiko Drum Group.
We have had this hidden treasure, not really realizing their significance, and they have original members who are actually topaz descendants.
Among the performers, singers, actors, comedians, along with food, sushi vendors, boba drinks, and bento boxes. KSL News Time 5:36. First look traffic. Wow, what a mess, Michelle.
Oh, it really is. I'm hearing scanner chatter of a new crash on Bangor Highway at 134 South, but we just have miles of delays in Utah County from Point of the Mountain, southbound I-15, all the way to Center Street. Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
And my men.